Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Turn up your sound effects. Good morning, Wednesday. Wednesday. Turn those sound effects up.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing, Delphi?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am feeling a lot better and doing a lot better. So
I know.
It's a good 2000.
The big beat bursitis is going away.
2016 is turning out to be a pretty good year.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
It's Wednesday, January 13th already.
Man. So crazy. We've got February. There's a lot of fun stuff. We've got the Freedom, but not Freedom
Peace
Festival.
Fair.
Peace Fair.
Peace Fair's coming.
Freedom.
Freedom.
It all comes all into that.
It all's in there. We've got the
Peace Fair
coming
up. Hopefully some warmer weather for us here in Tucson.
Oh, you know what?
We shouldn't wish for that so fast.
No,
I guess.
My hands are cold, and I'm okay with that
now
because I even got up to walk my boy early, and he just wanted to play frisbee in the backyard because it's too dark. I think maybe he's afraid of coyotes in the neighborhood or hamelians even, but it's freezing. It's 30-something degrees out.
And with my bursitis, you know, it picks up when it starts getting cold.
Oh.
So it starts getting a little achy. But
okay.
I know. All right. So weird to say these little things, huh?
You just keep chatting for a minute. I'm going to turn the heater up a little bit here.
Oh.
We've got some fun new things for this morning, actually.
We do? Like... We got some, it's just going to be Belle and I today,
yeah.
So I don't want to, disappoint.
Let's see who's blogging. We got the Silver Sister, I'm sure. Yay! What the heck is that? Hey, guys, we miss you.
We miss you a lot sometimes.
Almost in a year, we don't like
it's
that.
Crazy.
That's why sound effects are going off, but Silver Sister.
How are you doing, Silver Sister, out there?
What is the morning strain for everybody? Or, if you're in the Netherlands... What is the evening strain? We are on opium, cheese, and I pulled out Grand Dream.
A little sprinkle of Grand Dream?
Oh, no, there's a lot of Grand Dream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a trifecta.
We've got some, it is a trifecta. So this is just random and crazy and weird, and I think this is probably something we played at Christmas time a long time ago, but this is somebody did a funny but true video about the difference between marijuana and crystal meth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm
and
sure
it's, I posted a link,
yeah,
so y'all can follow along. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God, my
teeth
fell out.
Ah,
Super News presents the Master Debaters. Tonight, marijuana and crystal meth will master debate about drugs. 3, 2, 1, Master Debate!
I guess I'll start by saying that I think there are good drugs and bad drugs. And it's time we started differentiating between the two. Exactly. We're good drugs, man. So let's stop the insanity, and finally legalize crystal meth. That's a horrible idea. Well, no, but for medical reasons, of course.
Medical meth?
Yeah, man. If the doctors say it helps cure gout, then why not let grandma gack out on some tweaks,
Okay, no doctor has ever said that.
Oh, did you hear that? Do you hear that right now?
Oh, my God! What is that? What is that? Oh, God, wait, that's my heart. That's my heart. Wow, that's loud.
You're made out of battery acid and drain cleaner.
Hey, man, can I trust you? Because I think the government's against me.
They should be.
The CIA has an army of spies watching me 24-7, and that's why I hide in the bushes in front of my house every night with a steak knife.
Folks, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Meth makes you paranoid and crazy, unlike pot, which is totally safe.
Safe? That stuff takes away your motivation. I mean, do you even have a job like me, breaking down boxes at the Safeway 17, 18 hours a day? No, you don't.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I need water. Quick water.
Come on, bro.
Look,
don't you want to have sex with strangers in truck stop bathrooms for money? How great does that sound? Oh, God, my tooth fell out.
Don't you want to go to a fish concert?
No! Nobody wants to go to a fish concert!
No one wants to suck trucker d**ks for money.
And I thought you were cool. You were the gateway drug!
Hey, come on. I'm still illegal on a federal level. See, okay, the state made me legal, but the federal government and the EPA were like, wait, no, the DEA was...
The CIA is behind everything! And the Masons!
I'll be honest, I don't know.
And they're always watching us, so there ain't nothing we can do!
California,
because they know everything! You get what I'm saying?
Wait, what were we talking about?
I need to borrow $25,000 from you or someone you know.
Why do you...
Can you make that happen?
No, I absolutely not.
I need you to burn down my sister-in-law's house tonight.
What?
Tonight. And it's got to be tonight.
Why does it have to be tonight?
And I can't explain anything else to you.
Okay, I should just let you talk because you're sort of
digging
your own grave.
Are you going to help me or not?
No. I think I won. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I won.
And there you have it. Oh, the difference. Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Oh, my goodness. We just have to do that sometimes to, like, bust you out of wherever you are to get you to think, what the? And there, you're made out of drain cleaner and
battery acid.
And battery acid. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, you never know what's going to happen. On We'd Say Wednesday, we just have, you know, it's like our Monday. Every Wednesday we do this. It's like our
it's
Monday.
True.
So. Waking up.
If you haven't picked up your High Times, come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center.
Yeah, please do. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, or in the back. And I've got some really fun pages marked here for High Times. I'm glad that you said that. And this is great because, you know, business, if you want to start a business, start one. That's all I have to say about it now.
Go for it.
Yeah, just do it. Just start a business. And if you want to be cannabis, do it. Here's the deal.
How many people fail?
How
many people succeed?
Hey, if you don't even try, you won't even
know.
That's
exactly
right. The cannabis industry is generating plenty of new economic opportunities. This is by Mark Miller from High Times Magazine. It's called the Bud Biz Boom. And it surely is. It surely is. If you have an idea out there and you think someone else already has done it, I dare you to walk down the cereal aisle of your local Safeway and look at the hundreds of different types of cereals, because everyone can have an idea. Everyone can have a product. There's got to be multiple products out there. We need choice. We need selection. We don't want just one thing to choose from. So if you make a great juice, get it out there.
We need input.
Yeah, if you make a great lollipop, put it out there.
You got a good idea?
Put it out there.
Put it out there.
All right, packaging. With legal ganja heavily regulated by state governments to avoid accidents like unintended consumption by kids, proper packaging and labeling are imperative. Kush Bottles, for example, manufactures child-resistant plastic pot containers, and Stink Sack makes odor-free opaque bags with child-proof slide locks. There you go. So, I mean, they went so far as to do, like, a lockable Ziploc baggie, like, if you're thinking about this for the cannabis industry, do it. That's all we got to say.
Yep.
Because just get on the ganja train. Oh, this
you want
is
me
for
take
you.
This one?
Yeah.
Real estate, CBRE, the world's largest commercial real estate service firm, reports that legal cannabis kickstarted the recovery of the industrial market in Denver, resulting in record high rents and record low vacancies for 2009 to 2014. And sorry, and a third of all industry trail space leased on Denver's was cultivation for cultivation purposes.
Wow. So there you go. If you want to get into that market, you can do so as well. Even if you're already in real estate, that's even better.
It's so funny. I just read this. There was, I don't know if anybody's been watching the history of cannabis. There's also cannabis, but it's all on the History Channel, but it's all about the cannabis movement here in the United States, everyone who's benefiting from it, people who are against it. It shows all sides. It's a really great show, so if you can catch it, just check out. It's all about cannabis. They play them all in a row. So they were talking about a small town in Seattle, which used to be a large lumber town. The name is, it's a really simple name, and I can't remember it right now.
That's why.
Yeah.
So simple.
But it is so simple. It's like and we'll get back to you on this, but
yeah.
Look up, it's the Seattle cannabis, Seattle and cannabis. The whole state has just boomed. This was a small lumber town which had gone just from its high peak to its lowest peak.
Yeah.
Unemployment, vacancies of buildings. Tons of different things. You know, just the city has just kind of was dying.
Yeah.
And one of the governor mm-hmm. said, let's take on medical cannabis. And let's take on
don't forget to bring it down.
Cultivation purposes. And they started turning all the lumber mills, mm-hmm. all of these vacant buildings that could be leased out, started leasing them back up. The city is back and running again. People have jobs again.
Wow.
It
was
incredible.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
I want to say it's like Reynolds, called Reynolds Seattle or
yeah,
something like that. But anyways, it's happening all across this country. And
so you're not too late.
Yeah,
it's
despite what people say, just start. Cheryl Schumann says, we're not even on ground, the bottom floor.
Yeah.
We're in the basement.
Yeah, we're in the basement. We seriously are, and I love the basement. Oh, and we love Cheryl.
We do.
Hi, Cheryl. That's little Cheryl's harp. Hi, Cheryl. Alrighty. Ooh, this is something I'm very interested in. Industrial agriculture. I'm
going
to buy a farm.
This is big. This is another big one that's going to change
Companies
the whole country again.
Companies are producing cutting-edge agricultural technology, as in Washington. Innovative firms like Ambient Water have developed a process to capture moisture in the air and convert it into water for plants, while companies like Black Dog LED create products that generate the best light spectrum emission at a lower cost.
Wow.
Capturing molecules from the air and turning it into water? That was something I saw on TV once and was like, right.
I think it was a Star Trek episode, though.
Probably.
Let's see. We got advertising and consulting.
Yeah,
they're perfect for us.
All right.
I know. The next one's good for you. Advertising and consulting. According to a survey by the Marijuana Business Factbook, weed-related marketing, advertising, and consulting companies are among the most heavily funded by investors. Misinformation and propaganda still need to be addressed. Marijuana advertising bolsters ads revenue and local weekly live and newspaper. Bolsters ad revenues for local weeklies and newspapers.
Mm.
No lies in there.
No lies. We're not lying.
They're clearing up the lies. We have a lot to discuss because there's been this plant has been run into the ground, and now we're slowly kind of dusting
now
off the dirt.
Now it's not slow anymore.
No.
It's a freaking avalanche.
It's
true.
Let's
do this.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not dusting this plant off.
No,
this plant's been dusted off.
We are just holding
people,
it up where it should be.
It really is. It's a movement that is
A magical plant.
It's a movement that's happening, and you need to get with the program.
All right, so check this out. I love high time. Final little column here, security and transportation. Because banks won't service cannabis businesses, as well as the possibility of robbery, high-level security and transportation of products and cash is a top priority. In Denver, security-grade protective services employ veterans who utilize their skills in the protection of cannabis. Ooh, we need an ooh on that one.
Well, that's true. I mean, we've got to talk about security. I mean, we're talking about an industry right now that banks aren't working with.
Yeah.
It's
scary.
It's very scary. And, you know, I've had friends who it's been a very scary thing.
Good morning, callers out there. Remember, if you want to get on air, you just push that button number one and
say hello.
And magically you'll be on air. You can call what are we at? 9 1, what is, what's our phone number? 646-915-8421. 646-915-8421. And you can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com because there's always some good groovy new articles and updates and information about new events, things like that. We're wondering, we're going to be doing some 420 events coming up. We're not really sure with whom, what, where, why, when, or how, but that's going to be some fun stuff.
But it is going to happen.
Yeah, check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Come down and get certified, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're just underneath the little awning there in the back. And if you look, I was driving into the parking lot the other day, and I looked up, and there's a gargantuan sign that says 5315 East Broadway. It's huge. It's bigger than this couch. It's that big. Oh, kind of like the big dog that just rolled in. But it's seriously as big as this couch. I can't even believe how big that sign is. And I'm like, well, why aren't we just directing people to 5315 East Broadway?
I thought we were, though.
Look up. I thought so, too. They get lost. I'm like, just look for the gargantuan sign. It's right there. All right. Next.
Well, I want to talk.
And also at Tumbleweed Health Center, you can buy High Times magazine.
That's what we said. That's how we all got started. I said, come into Tumbleweed and get your High Times.
See, it must be.
Well,
I know.
You're getting a little cheesy on me.
I am.
You're all gooey in the middle.
Get out of here.
America is going to pot.
Yay.
In 2015, record-tying percentages of Americans were in favor of legalizing marijuana.
All right.
And more U.S. residents are using pot than ever before. You
hear
that, folks?
They are.
Your
yes,
neighbors.
They are, yes.
Your are neighbors. Using this to relax,
sure
calm
are.
Down,
yeah.
And ease take, stress from
take
a long,
off.
Hard day.
Instead of a couple glasses of wine or.
Have a cup of juice infused with cannabis.
Smoke a J.
Smoke a J.
Vape it up.
Have an Inevitable cookie. Chew on a gummy bear.
Ooh. Have an apricot. Have a brownie. Go for the typical brownie.
Have a dried grapefruit.
We know how good those are.
I don't know if there's a dried grapefruit, but dried pineapple.
Okay.
That's what I was
going for. Now you're making stuff up. All right, just go out there and experiment with your cannabis.
Yeah, get out there.
In a safe way. Okay.
Start slow.
Keep reading America's Pop.
A recent study published in Journal of JAMA Psychiatry found that cannabis consumption among U.S. adults doubled from 2001 to 2013.
Woohoo!
With nearly 10% toking nationwide, more than 22 million users.
Wow. It doubled. In 12 years, it doubled.
Are you guys feeling pretty good out there?
Well, and that's only the people that admitted it. I'm
that's
sure it
true.
Was, that was
probably
sure
a
was,
lot more.
Yeah.
Come out of that cannabis closet,
admitted
people.
It doubled. I'm sure there's like so many more.
Yes, I'm sure. The study analyzed the health surveys of nearly 80,000 adults conducted from 2001 to 2002. And from 2012 to 2013, marijuana use has increased among all age groups, but was prevalent among the millennials, ages 18 to 29.
Most prevalent in that
mm-hmm.
age group. Wow.
Americans now support legalization cannabis in record numbers, with the most recent Gallup poll finding a remarkable 58% in favor of legalization, which is awesome because
huge.
It is huge. I mean, we're talking about people are getting over the stigma. People are understanding and being educated about this plant, and they're feeling comfortable about it again.
Yeah, comfortable
people,
enough to
loved
talk
ones,
about it.
Loved ones are talking to
mm-hmm.
the ones who are scared about it,
mm-hmm.
because when it comes from a place of love, it's totally different. So, let's see, where was it? That ties the record set in 2013 before support dipped to 51% in 2014. The survey also revealed that 40% of Americans feel that pot should remain criminalized, the second lowest figure ever.
The
second lowest ever. The same group was in that 39% in 2013.
Interesting, the age group, they labeled it most prevalent because most of the people that come into Tumbleweeds are slightly older than 29.
But I think we live in an older state.
Well, all I'm saying is I think every age group is doing it.
Okay, I don't think it must have been most prevalent because I think it would be most prevalent in the senior citizen department because of how many pharmaceuticals are on. And
yeah.
How many pharmaceuticals are all, believe it or not, a lot of doctors are for getting people off their pharmaceuticals. They do not want people to be on them forever.
Yeah.
And so what we're seeing is more doctors having to be educated about cannabis and showing them that there are some amazing forms of this at high levels that can be used at almost the same forms that these pharmaceuticals can. They very rarely have you smoke it because they are still...
Yeah, they're concerned for your lungs.
They're still concerned for this inhalation of burnt plant material.
Hmm. Yeah.
I get it,
but
there are studies, so get out there and start doing your own research.
Studies are showing that it's far less dangerous.
Clearing
than
the smoke.
Far less dangerous than cigarettes.
Quote.
Way less.
I mean, non-toxic. We're going to say non-toxic.
99% way better.
Yeah.
Clearing the smoke, the science of cannabis.
Dr. Grinspoon.
He was on our show.
Yeah.
Oh, guess who's going to be on our show for our 4-year anniversary.
Who else, sir?
We got Robert Platschorn.
God, he's great.
We got Urban Rosenfeld.
Ooh.
We got Heidi Hanford. Ooh. And we've invited Dr. Robert Melamy. We've invited our other federal patient, Elvie.
Uh-huh. Love her.
And we're going to see if we can
she
get some locals on the show.
If you guys haven't heard her, she's awesome.
So we are super excited. March 2nd, 4 years.
Wow, incredible, though. Incredible.
4 years, we have not missed of this show. That is something to celebrate. That's huge.
You know, another thing to celebrate is poll on pot, Bernie versus Hillary. Presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders took the lead on pot law reform by introducing his Indian Federal Marijuana Prohibition Act on 2015 in the U.S. Senate. In that, let's see, in the U.S., the legislation would remove cannabis from the Controlled Substance Act and the DEA's list of most dangerous drugs. Although the law wouldn't legalize pot nationwide, it would allow states to do so without the fear of federal reprisal. Sanders' legalization would also allow banks to legally conduct financial transactions with cannabis businesses. On his website, the Vermont senator acknowledged Colorado's representative Jared Polis regulates marijuana like alcohol as an inspiration for his bill. While Sanders is attacking prohibition at its roots, fellow Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has far proposed weak half measures, such as reclassifying pot from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2, while that would allow cannabis to be used as medicine and scientific research, the proposal fails woefully short of the genuine reform offered by Bernie's bill.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a real bill. You know, when you were talking about no lies here, I mean, isn't this what we want as a country? Do we want to just kind of say, let's just get right to the point and stop covering it up little by little and then work? I get it. Some people are opposed to it and are having a hard time with it. But
yeah.
If we're seeing that there are scientific research that is coming out showing that this is actually helping people, and for God's sakes, it's non-toxic and it's not hurting anybody.
Right.
You know, this
and
is
it's
what,
helping.
And it's a human choice.
Millions.
And it's a plant.
Millions. Yeah.
You need to get your hands out of this because your hands no longer belong here. And who's ever paying you?
Yeah.
It really comes down to that.
Yeah, it does. It really does. How about decrim in Ireland? Is that... I'll let you do that
one. That was just funny because that's what we watched this morning.
Oh, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll let you do that one. Decriminalize Ireland. Ireland will decriminalize small amounts of marijuana, heroin, and cocaine for personal use as part of what Odin or Reardon, the country's Minister of National Drug Strategy, described as a radical cultural shift. The goal of the decriminalization effort isn't to bring the spring break crowd to Ireland. Instead, O'Riordan seeks to change attitudes about drugs and addiction by focusing on treatment rather than punishment and by removing users from the criminal justice system. He also announced that drug users will be able to use medically supervised injecting rooms in cities like Dublin starting next year. Even so, the manufacture, sale, and distribution of drugs will remain illegal in Ireland, and the quantities of illicit substances permitted for personal use under the progressive new policy have yet to be specified.
Hmm.
Very interesting, though.
Way to go, Ireland. A little green. Wait, you guys going to change up the clover?
It's going to have a little different leaf look to it.
And it's going to be smell, and it's going to smell
cute.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be a smell-good clover.
Well...
What do you
I just going through some stuff that we got on our Facebook. We have got quite a few bloggers out there, and a lot of the staff from Tumbleweed's posts, so I don't get to see a lot of the things. Now, I post as well, too, as the Cannabis Kid on the Tumbleweed site. So a lot of that information that you're seeing is from me and then a lot from the staff. So one of the ones that just came up, it's a little meme. It's a FDA approves OxyContin for children as young as 11, and no one cares. And this is true. You know, we see a lot of pharmaceuticals that just pop up out of nowhere. And I don't know. I'm pretty big now, and it just kind of – I'm pretty big on listening in on commercials from pharmaceutical companies. And if you ever sat there, I know some people just kind of tune it out and block it. If you ever sat there, they actually tell you the thing.
The side effects.
Could go blind.
You could die.
You could die. It actually says you could die.
I love the product for migraines that are going to give you migraines. Side effects are migraines for your migraine medicine. The side effects are migraine, nausea, vomiting. Like, wait a minute. I'm taking this to get rid of all that. Why are there the side effects the same thing? You know what I mean? The side effects are the same thing I'm trying to get rid of.
You mentioned side effects. And, you know, the side effects that the doctors say that they don't recommend cannabis to anyone is because of the side effects.
Oh.
And it's so funny because I think, God, I haven't ever been just totally taken out by the side effects of cannabis. I don't think I've ever been taken out by the side. It depends on the strain or the cannabis profile.
When I first started using cannabis, it was very, very, very psychoactive for me.
Mm.
Like I was tripping.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just maybe because I was wanting to, or you know, it was a new reality for me.
Right.
It was a real new reality for me. Cannabis was. I'd never done anything like that. So when I did it, I was like, wow, what is this? What is this feeling? You know. Why does this feel so good?
Yeah.
That was great. And for some people, it's just too heavy. They sleep, they throw up, they get, you know, their heart races.
And with this, we talk about dosage and the cannabis profile that you're using.
That's why we say do it safely, too, because you've got to know what you're putting
into
your body.
There's so much out there, and I know it can be very overwhelming right now.
Mm-hmm.
But please, talk to... We can answer questions, so call in, you know.
Call in here. You can call Tumbleweed, 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com with all your questions. You can blog us here on the radio show. You can tweet us. You can get LinkedIn with us. You can go on Facebook. We
send us messages.
Yeah, anyway,
you know,
we'll,
if you
we'll
want to be a little bit discreet
anytime.
About it, I don't get
of the
it.
Night, we'll answer it if we're up. We'll
true.
Be like, oh, hey.
We want to make sure that you are getting the right information.
Yeah.
And
the right information for you.
Right. Dosage-wise, like how to handle something that you don't know sensitive about.
Yeah. Or you don't know anything about.
Right.
You're uneducated. Get educated. Come down to Tumbleweed.
Because this
educated.
Could be something that really could be a different.
Could be life-changing for you.
It really could,
be helpful. This could save your life. Could absolutely save your life.
So just the second part, it says FDA approves OxyContin for children as young as 11, and no one cares. mention anything about medical marijuana, and everyone loses their mind.
No kidding. Oh, my God. That's insane.
I just want to let you know, kids,
oh,
children are using this.
Yeah,
and they're using it as young as infants.
Babies. Yeah, they're infants.
It's non-toxic. Mothers are using it in the womb.
Oh,
so get with the program, people. This is a non-toxic plant.
Cannabis is. Oxycodone.
Oxycodone. It's not. No one's using this while they're pregnant. Well, I cannot say that. There is a really cool thing out that we posted on our Facebook about the war on drugs and the privatization of the federal prisons here in the United States. How CEO groups profit from more than $143 million in that. The CAA spent $17.4 million on keeping this down. This is just, go to our Facebook site and check out the war on drugs. This is talking about mandatory sentencing for people who were caught with small amounts of marijuana and any really drug right now. This is not the problem. We do not need to be sending these people to jail.
Nope.
This drugs are not a prison problem. It is a human problem. And, oh, that's fun.
I know.
And what we need to really understand is mental health. We need to really start working with our humans here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got humans here that don't know what's going on.
So check who does know what's going on. Let's see if we can get this done right. It's a new song I just found. It's not new, but
you know what I mean.
You know what I'm saying. If we can get it to unmute. Uh-oh.
Just gonna stand here and watch you burn once. That's all right, because I love the way it smells. Just gonna stand here and watch you get high. That's all right, because it should be legalized. It should be legalized.
Can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you when it feels right. I come back from work and wanna take a break from real life. My dreams didn't work out. I'm stuck here in the rat race. Going to work from 9 to 6 shouldn't be a disgrace, but not in this place. The United States, where we look up to Britney Spears instead of Bill Gates. What a disgrace. How did we get to this place where our culture developed really horrible taste? Who do we blame? I can give you plenty of names. I point my finger at them. I don't really care what they say. Look at the magazines, People, Us Weekly and Star. All those celebrities, but we don't even know who they are. That's because most of us are living lives as normal as hell. That's why we like to smoke and listen to the stories they tell. And if there's something wrong with that, then I don't want to be right. So puff up, pass, and hand me the light.
Just gonna stand here and watch you play. Sour diesel, purple cooks, the very hay. Just gonna stand here and watch you get high. That's alright, I think it should be legalized. Should be legalized. Should be legalized.
Congress, we need to get something straight. Don't pretend like you got way too many things on your plate. Our country's broke. You need to fix it today. The people voted for you. Start representing your state and regulate it so we can end the debate and end the hate. And no one should be so irate, because the money we make from taxes would really be great. The deficit would deflate. No need to incarcerate. Hey, Congress, start using your head. Not everyone who smokes weed is lazy with dread. Sarah Palin, Clinton, even Obama have admitted to smoking it, so enough with the drama. Like prohibition in the 20s, this law is outdated. Weed is safer than booze. It's time to regulate it. And if you don't pay attention to me, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start a revolution and then vote out your whole
just
crew.
Just gonna stand here and watch you smoke. That's alright, I think I also have a toe. Just gonna stand here and watch you smoke through the sky. Should be legalized. Yeah.
Adam Sandler one of my biggest role models. If I'm gonna do a song on weed, I'll do it full throttle. Let's name some names, just like the Hanukkah song. But instead of Jewish people, these won't hit the bong. Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, those are obvious ones. But Martha Stewart and Oprah, let's start naming the big guns. Kimmel, Jon Stewart, even Stephen Colbert. Woody Harrelson smoked so much that he lost all his hair. Matt Damon, Clooney, Pitt, most of Ocean's 11. If Angelina smoked me out, I think I would be in heaven.
Oh,
Bill
yeah.
Maher, Jack Black, Tina Fey, Charlie Sheen, all four smoke green. So does the media queen, Perez Hilton. We all know you smoke joints. I don't judge you for that, you get extra points. Halle Berry, Richard Branson, John Kerry, Al Gore. I'm not nearly done yet, I'm gonna name some more. Do you see how this list is ridiculous? The facts aren't conspicuous. My research is meticulous. They've all smoked, and our supporters of weed. The list goes on and on, like Michael Phelps on capacity, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Justin Timberlake. What they both have in common is that they like to get really big. Eminem, Megan Fox, Rihanna too. I know you smoke Natalie Portman, so this one's for you.
Not gonna waste time and just stand by. I'm gonna send this to my congressman tonight. Weed is American, it's apple pie. And now it's time for us to make it legalized. Make it legalized. Make it legalized.
I love the new song, Belle.
That's right. Because we're just a few friends trying to make a difference. Isn't that great? I love
and
it.
And educate people
uh-huh.
on something that is a pretty remarkable plant.
It's amazing. And it is as American as apple pie. I love
very
that.
Very true.
It is American as apple pie. It's so true. All right. You want to read about terpenes?
Yeah, we can. We're going to be getting into this one. Okay.
We love terps. This is Terps 101.
This is the best tasting buds on earth.
Ooh.
Your favorite terps uncovered.
All right.
And this is by Nico
Escondido. Right.
Now, so many people are coming out with their science on these amazing part of why humans... Why mammals love terpenes. Why my mammals even love this plant.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Terpenes 101, understanding what's behind the amazing flavor of your favorite buds.
Right.
Is no easy task. But as the medical and legal cannabis markets expand and this booming industry blinds legitimacy, the latest scientific research is marketing its crystal clear. There's far more to marijuana than just the well-known cannabinoids like THC and CBD. Indeed, the word terps, short for terpenes or terpenoids, is thrown around quite a bit these days, employed as a catch-all term to describe the scents and tastes associated with various cannabis strains. But what are terps? And how do they affect the aroma and flavor of our best-loved strains?
Technically, terpenes are a large class of organic hydrocarbons produced by a wide variety of plants, not just cannabis. They're referred to as terpenoids. If they become denatured by oxidation, such as during the drying and curing process. In simpler terms, terps are the essential oils or primary building blocks of any plant resin. And they contribute a great deal to the scent, flavor, and colors of the plant. Some recent research even suggests that terpenoids may contribute to the psychoactive effects of cannabis as well, either singularly or via the entourage effect, the total compounded influence of all the cannabinoids and terpenoids contained in dried cannabis flower. And here's the list.
The following list of the best tasting buds on earth, our first ever, has been compiled using the latest in lab testing technology, as well as our state-of-the-art cannabis scoring and ranking system, known as the High Time Scorebook, which we will use at all of our cannabis cups to pick the winning entries. Very cool. High Times Partner Lab tests strains, not only for cannabinoids, but for its full range of terpenes as well, known as its cannabis profile, folks.
There you go.
This is a new verbiage that you're going to want to talk about, because really when it's going to come down to it, it's not going to be about indicas and sativas anymore.
Specifically, it will be about
exactly
the profile.
The shorthand that we talk, yeah. I know it's really rough on some people.
I know. Then
we combine these quantitative results with the qualitative data obtained from hundreds of expert judges at our cannabis cups over the past 2 years to determine which strains possess the best flavor and aroma, making the cannabis connoisseur's palate water even before the first bowl is sparked.
All right, here's one. This is a good. I really like this one. I've tried this one. I don't know if you have.
Durbin, I actually have.
Durbin Poison. Total terp count 4.1%, and the primary terpenes are terpenolene and myrcene. And the judges scored it 4.2 out of 5 for taste and 4.6 for aroma. And that was at the Seattle's U.S. Cannabis Cup in 2014. It was awarded third place for sativa flowers. And the grower was TJ's Organic Garden. And it was lab tested by Steve Hill Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the description. Surprise! Landris Durbin Poison. Like the one we encountered at our Seattle Cup in 2014, it's a pure sativa, and it has been known to hit upwards of 24% THC.
Mm.
What hasn't been known until recently is that her true phenotype exhibits an extremely rare terpene profile, not only includes a heavy dose of myrcene, but also the less common terpenolene at 23.8 milligrams. This is among the highest concentration of terpenolene found in any strain on the planet, giving the Durbin Poison a refreshing piney aroma with a very sweet floral flavor. At just over 4% total terps, a serving size usually reserved for concentrates, not flowers, the Durbin perches atop the list with a heavy lead.
Mm.
Wow.
So I've actually tried this in a vape pen. And it was pretty tasty.
The Durbin?
Mm-hmm. So, we've got
Nameless OG.
Mm.
Total terp count of 3.0%. And the primary terps are limonene and myrcene and humulene.
Mm. I've never heard of that one.
3.88 out of 5 for taste and 3.83 for aroma. And that was at the Michigan Medical Cannabis Cup in 15. Fourth place for indica. Grower, Nameless Genetics, lab tested by Iron Lab in Michigan and PSI Lab in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an appropriate name for an OG Kush phenotype that represents the seemingly endless parade of OG phenos that grace our pages and our competitions year after year. This OG didn't knock the socks off our judges, but she did tip the scales at over 3% on her terp count, which is on par with some concentrates. Her diverse terp profile, which includes humulene and pinene, as well as high levels of limonene and myrcene, solidifies her place near the top of the list. Oh my God.
Work it out, pal. I want that one. Nameless OG. I haven't seen this one anywhere. So, it says the mighty terpene players. Unlike the major cannabinoids, terpenes don't require a hefty level in cannabis to make their presence known. Additionally, terps are common to all species of cannabis, meaning that they don't play favorites between sativas and indicas. Here's a brief overview of the terpenes that play a major role in the scent that flavor our favorite strains. Now, we're going to name off these limonene, pinene. These are things found in these plants, like limonene.
These top three are my favorite.
It's found in the zest of lemons.
And oranges and limes and grapefruits. In the sap of a pine tree.
That, you know why people love to go camping?
Because they're so refreshed by the scent of pine.
It's refreshing. It gets
into your soul.
You're breathing in terpenes one of the largest.
This show is going to go on a long time. No, we're good. I'm just laughing.
Oh.
We're just like going crazy
off
on terpenes.
But anyways. All right, so limonene. You want, no? Yeah? Perhaps the most desirable terp present in cannabis, limonene is also found in a wide range of tropical fruits, particularly those in citrus genes.
So, my bestie has lemon skunk at her tassa.
Yeah?
You know who you are. Limonene.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Oh.
Lady
That's
limonene.
That's what her mom used to call me. She'd say, hey, lady.
Oh, okay, keep going.
Funny. That was her saying hi right there, coming through.
That was it. She's like, yeah,
don't. Used to that. I don't ever usually say that.
All right. Limonene is the first, second, or third most prevalent terpene in cannabis strains, and it's a precursor for the synthesis of other cannabinoids. Limonene is easily absorbed by inhalation and quickly appears in the bloodstream. Since it's known to affect the permeability of cell membranes, it allows more THC to reach the brain and increases the absorption of other terps.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Incredible. Incredible. Fantastic.
Incredible.
Pinene, the terpene that causes the familiar aroma associated with pine trees and their resin, as well as many other conifers. Ooh, yeah, I remember that word.
Yeah.
Conifers. And a few known non-conifers plants such as sagebrush.
Mm-hmm.
Pinene is also found in many essential oils produced by plants, including rosemary, sage, and eucalyptus.
Love it. Do you hear that? It's in all of the natural things that we have in the kitchen anyway.
It's your culinary. It becomes
culinary
now.
It's all in your herbs and spices.
You can actually
right
start by doing that.
You slice up some rosemary. You can
rosemary chicken.
Let's do it.
Rosemary vegetables if you're vegetarian. Tofu.
Oh, sage.
Yeah.
Sage is wonderful in cooking.
It constitutes
eucalyptus in the bath. Sorry.
And eucalyptus in the bath. Mm-hmm. And on the chest for cold. It constitutes as the major component of the terpene, contributing to its odor and properties as a solvent. Pinene easily crosses the blood-brain barrier and promotes alertness and memory retention, among other effects. Mm-hmm. It's also a bronchial dilator, allowing the deeper inhalation of smoke and vapor to generate the absorption of cannabinoids and terpenoids.
Oh, wow.
So, all of these, you know, when we start talking about terpenes, I get so excited.
You really do.
I really
start
do.
Adding stuff. It's really
sweet. So, me also.
Myrcene.
You know, myrcene.
That's another one of my favorites. But the pinene, that's, they touched on something about the effects of pinene, whether if you're in a forest, which is why you feel so alert and alive, it's the pinene out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they say how the trees.
Mm-hmm.
My
go for a hike.
Yep, one of my other besties and I, we used to take, when we actually had film from our 35mm.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So if we weren't storing pot in one, you put your weed in it.
Yeah. Totally remember that.
You put your weed in it.
Because
you did. You put your weed
the
in it.
Old camera.
Oh, I love those. You got to go get some for fun. I need to go. Yeah. Anyway, so you put your weed in it. But we would save one occasionally. We'd each save one for ourselves, and we'd go out hiking, and we'd go up to the pine trees and the different trees, and we would collect the sap from the trees. We would actually bring that back and burn it as our own incense. We would make our own incense out of that. It was fantastic, you know, with charcoal burning.
Yeah.
Put it on those things. And
you got your little resin
burner. And
you
just feel like you just felt like we're right back in the forest. All right. Myrcene, one of the most prevalent terps in cannabis. Myrcene not only provides hints of flavor and aroma, but it's also a big contributor to the effects that a strain produces. Myrcene forms an important component of the essential oils of several plants besides cannabis, including lemongrass, bay, wild thyme, parsley, mango, and hops.
Mm-hmm.
A local favorite of many hops. Myrcene is used in the perfume industry as an intermediate agent in the preparation of flavor and fragrance chemicals such as menthol, citronellol, neroll, and linalool. In cannabis, myrcene has an aroma that has been variously described as hoppy, clove-like, earthy, with tropical mango and minty nuances. This is like Pike's Peak.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of
parsley,
Pike's.
Sage,
mm-hmm.
and orange.
Oh, and here's linalool. Go for
uh-huh.
it.
Linalool. This terpene has a floral scent, reminiscing scent of spring flowers, such as a lily, but with a spicy overtone. It also has prominence in lavender plants.
Mm-hmm.
Humans can detect its scent at rates as low as one part per million in the air.
Wow.
In cannabis, traces amounts of lanolin go a long way. Combined with the trace amounts of terpenolin and limonene, its effects become amplified and sweeter, much like candy.
Mm, it needs ube.
That's fun.
Terpenolin. This terp has a medium-strength herbal aroma that's been described by judges as fresh, woody, and piney, and with a hit of citrus. Terpenolene's flavor is sweet and lemon-lime-like with a slight floral nuance. It is used as flavor and fragrance agent as well as in soaps, detergents, creams, lotions, and shampoos. Wow. All right. So it goes on to describe some more
different strains
and
cannabis profiles.
Yeah, and their profiles. Veganic cherry cough. So, yeah.
But I just have to say one thing. If you're interested more about terpenes, come on down to Tumbleweeds at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. You can actually put your terpenes in your vape or add them to your waxes, dabs, and concentrate.
Yep, come and get them.
It's a nice little product called Holy Smoke and enhanced products down at your local Tumbleweeds.
Yeah, down at your local Tumbleweeds. There's going to be plenty of them.
Oh, you bet.
So there are many more in here, and it goes through, and describes their profile. But I do want to play something. We are running kind of out of time, but, it does say that we're going to go over. We, the owners of Tumbleweeds Health Center, were invited.
I love them.
thank you for that. They were invited on an actual radio show this last weekend. And this is KDOI Voice. This is Mark Bishop. Hello, Mark. And Nancy and staff and everybody over there. We had a blast. And so we have an interview from the Mark Bishop Show. It's usually about real estate and finances. And
wow, turning it up a notch.
Mark went around to different, I'm not really sure why, went around to different certification centers all over town and places and picked us to come on air. And here's a little snippet of what happened this last Saturday. We also brought in a guest named Paula, that's all we'll call her. And she was a patient. She still is. She's 69 years old. And talking for the seniors out there in the world. But here we go. Let's hear it.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you apple, plum, and a apricot or two.
Come on to my house, and I'll give you some candy. I may not, but my guests might. This morning, we'll talk about them in just a moment. Good morning, Tucson. Welcome to another Mark Bishop Show. That is mi casa es su casa. My house is your house. You're most welcome. And you never know what you're going to get. It's just like a box of, chocolates. That was a marvelous movie, wasn't it? That line stuck with me for years. Yeah, you never know. So today, of course, we've got our regulars and our realty, and we've got our money. And this morning, I'm going to be talking to somebody who owns a business called Tumbleweeds Health Center. It's Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health and education center. It's dedicated to providing the most current information about Tucson medical marijuana. And the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act. See, I'm only reading it and I'm half stoned. It's unbelievable. You know what? Okay. I never thought years ago I'd ever be doing a story on this because Australia is always 10 years behind everything. And I can remember reading and watching the news and reading the papers over home and watching these kids at 19 in America smoking dope. In fact, by 19, they'd given it away. We hadn't even heard of it. I didn't have my first J till I was about 36. Somebody put me in a corner at 1 o'clock and didn't stop laughing till 6 that night. That was the end of it for me. So that was a long time ago. But now, of course, we have medical. And is it for real? Does it really help? I don't want to talk about the other one, the recreational. That's another story. And that's going somewhere else. But today, I want to welcome along Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
And I believe we have Dana, your partner, on the line from New York. Is that right?
We do.
Hello, you there, Dana?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. What's it like in New York at the moment?
It's wet and rainy.
Yeah, well, we've just had the first bit of sunshine come out this morning, Dana, in 5 days.
Oh, beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's been snow on the Rincons and on the Catalinas. Very picturesque. We're back to a blue sky and some sunshine. Isn't that lovely after misery for 5 days? It's been dark
yeah.
and rainy and cold and flooding and not like the poor devils in Missouri and so on and heading on towards, heading towards New Orleans or Nouns. Unbelievable. Yeah. So listen, we're going to talk about your primary focus, and that's to help people, the patients, as you call them, of Arizona, and you help them obtain medical marijuana card and to educate everyone about medical cannabis. Is this right? You guys have got, on my research, I found you've got medical doctors on board, naturopathic or naturopath, and, of course, you have your patient advisors. Am I right there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, this is a fair income business, isn't it?
Yeah, we're doing very well.
If that's Australian, that means, you know, dinky die, real, okay?
It is.
No BS, as they say.
We're legit.
We're legit. I tell you what.
Imagine that.
Modern research does suggest, though, that medical cannabis is a valuable aid in the treatment of a wide range of challenges that can include pain, relief particularly of chronic pain. My question that automatically comes out of this is, what's the difference between opiates, narcotics, which, you know, typically used for pain relief, oxycodone, morphine? They're highly addictive, aren't they, Kim?
They are.
And they're a problem globally, yes?
They are, yes, absolutely. And they're also a problem physiologically for our bodies. Cannabis is a non-toxic plant, and the narcotics that are prescribed to the Americans and people all over the world can do a lot of damage to your body, whereas cannabis on the other side of that actually helps your body work more efficiently and heal in a more natural way. So it, unlike narcotics that can hurt your liver and your kidneys and other things, cannabis on the other end actually helps those organs and your body work more efficiently.
So what about the addictive qualities of THC, though? And that's the active ingredient in marijuana, right?
Sure. From the studies... go ahead, Dana.
Sorry, I just wanted to say something about the narcotic side of it. You know, narcotics were never meant to be a long-term solution. They were meant to get you through the immediate, you know, acute pain that you were feeling at that moment, and then you were supposed to get over them. So you're not supposed to be on them for so long. No. That's why they become highly addictive, which is
right.
The opposite of cannabis. You know.
Did y'all hear that? The reason they get so highly addictive is because people abuse the fact that they're supposed to be used for just short term. It's just
it starts becoming addictive to your body because then your body needs it more. You become dependent on it.
Yeah.
You know, you can stay on that for a long time.
Well, you guys, you and your partner, Kim, here, you're not only the owners, but you started off as patients. You, in fact, are a nurse. Is that right, Dana?
Yes, that's correct.
LPN, right. You've seen, I mean, look, people listening to this could turn around and say, well, you know, for years and years and years, I'd be dead without my pills and my painkillers, and they help me have a good life. You know, all of a sudden this marijuana bit comes out and everybody's walking around half doped and sleep-eaten and foggy and all this type of thing. You know, doesn't it do that to you? Doesn't it make you foggy?
Well, cannabis, just like anything else that you take, if you're not careful with it, can affect you in ways that you don't want it to. So there are some strains, some types of cannabis that can make you rather sleepy or rather relaxed. And there's other types of cannabis that can give you a lot of energy and help with creativity and focus. So with anything that you take, you have to be aware of the side effects before taking. You have to know your own body, and you have to know what you're putting into it, whether it's coffee, narcotics, cannabis. You need to know everything. You should be aware.
Well, you know the old saying, don't you? Sleepy, hungry, and stupid. Huh? What exactly does the THC do for your patients?
Well, THC is one of the cannabinoids in the plant, and it's one of several. It helps with pain. It helps with acute pain. It helps with focus. It helps with creativity. It's just one of many particles in the plant that are helpful for a lot of different conditions.
Well, let me ask you this, Dana, you know, being the nurse and so on, does it do something to the neurotransmitter in the brain? I mean, is that what blocks the pain, so to speak?
Well, there's many parts of the plant that does that. Many parts of the different cannabinoids that block receptors to the brain, or just help that pain relief. It's not just the THC part of it. There's other parts. The CBD part of the plant is helpful. It's also a neuroprotectant, which is what helps the seizure patients.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, a bit of proof in the pudding. You brought along a guest this morning.
Yes.
Jim and Paula. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
Paula is a striking-looking, because we're on the show, 69, I believe you shared with me.
Uh-huh.
Well, you look a lot younger than that, but there you go.
Thank you.
What on earth got you into this, and how and why, and just tell us.
Well, I had some problems health-wise, and I had a pinched nerve, and it was just unbelievable, the pain.
You had a pinched nerve?
A pinched
where,
nerve.
Where was it?
In my shoulder.
Oh, one of the worst spots you can have it.
I was taking pain medication, Vicodin, anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen, aspirin, everything, until I was just sick. I was like toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out about...
Now, let me understand something, if you don't mind me interrupting.
Yeah.
You're going to your normal doctor, okay, your GP. You're sharing the pain, this and that, and he's giving you tablets to take or giving you prescriptions.
Yes.
Okay. When you talked about it, was there anything else he said that you could do?
Well, I have to have a procedure done between my disc and my neck in the future.
Okay, so that's the operation component down here. At a 1 to 10, that's 10.
Yeah.
We're back at 1. You're in a lot of pain.
Right.
For now, we need to release the pain and give you some life.
Right.
We're up to a 5.
Right.
Okay, and you're going nowhere by about a 7 without going into the operation, which you maybe cannot afford.
Right.
We're going now into a 7, and you're still suffering 4 years later.
Yes.
So you say, to heck with this, please, is there something?
I'm going to try.
All right, and you got the guts up to go in.
I did.
Did you go in on your own or go in with a girlfriend?
No, actually a friend of mine from Sierra Vista came up, and she had told me about Tumbleweed.
Uh-huh.
So I went down there with her, and I met some extraordinary people that really helped me out.
Okay, so you walk in the door,
and
you didn't expect it. What did you expect?
I just didn't even know what to think.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
you know?
I just didn't even
know
what
to
think.
I mean, this is the world we're in now.
I didn't know if I was afraid to go in. I was kind of frightened. I didn't know.
All these hippies hanging back on the roof and doing this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
See, it's a big misnomer. You know, people have got such the wrong idea about it all. Well, I got to tell you, I thought the same.
Yeah.
When I was doing my research, I like to personally, seeing is believing.
Yeah.
You know, so I checked out a few joints, working around this and that. Not joint, the other joint. And so help me, Bob, I love what I saw in there. And they were so pleasant to me, you know, and I thought, and the vibes were good.
Yes.
So I thought, this is it, I'll pick this one, you know. Yes. And then I did my research and went from there. So first, you never know who's coming in there, Kim, I'll tell you. First thing is, speaking of which, do you have the feds come in at all? Do you have the local police come in at all? How does that work?
Well, if the feds have come in, they've come in undercover. We don't know.
That's right, because it's really out of their regime at the moment.
You know what? We don't have people come in that bother us. We run a very successful legal business, and we have professionals on board, professional staff, and the patients that come in, like you say, are, you know, all over the map, and they feel safe and comfortable, and when they leave, they're educated, and they feel... good, knowing they're going to get released soon.
Paula walked in the door, she wasn't sure, and then you just basically shared, well, who can I talk to? I'm sick of my pain.
Yes.
What happened from there?
Well, I talked to them, and they explained some things, and then I decided that I would try some.
Okay. And then you had, was it one of the owners, or was it one of the other ladies there, the helpers there, that said to discuss what you had, what your pain was?
Well, actually, it was the owners and the people down there. Both of them, they interviewed me. I filled out a little application and then decided that I would try that. And they had tried that in different strains for pain or for getting happy or whatever. But basically, mine was for pain and for medical.
And so I tried that.
Well, did you try it on the spot?
No, no, I did
okay,
not.
Okay, so you bought a little bit of whatever you
said. No, I was scared to death. I ran home, you know.
You ran home with your girlfriend?
Yes, I ran home.
Locked the blinds and the doors and said, I'm gone for 3 days. Don't you call me, right?
Should I go outside? Should I go in the bathroom?
Oh, God, love it. So at the end of the day, what happened then?
It worked so exceptionally well that I just simply could not.
Now, you didn't fall over the bath or you didn't trip over the carpet in the lounge room.
No, nothing like
that. You felt the same?
I felt absolutely great. I could still feel the pain, but it was just different.
It was numb pain.
Yes, it was just different. It was not the main focus.
The astuteness are gone.
And so I could still feel the pain, but nothing like it was, and not so intense.
All right, so now you're hooked. Ah.
Well, and what Paula said was it's not the main focus anymore, the pain is.
Right.
And this helps you get back to living an everyday life, you know, functioning with your families and your kids and being able to go to work and do your jobs and live life efficiently. And that's just, you know, cannabis has given so many people their lives back. It's been a miracle and a blessing to be
a part
of it.
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things that, and the misunderstood component of it is that people see recreational drugs.
Mm-hmm.
People see people stoned out of their brains, driving cars, this and that. By the way, another story, but interesting statistics. Deaths in car accidents with alcohol versus deaths in car accidents with cannabis versus all other sorts of accidents and areas, quite surprising. The reality is this. There are different strains, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It is cultured now like a real serious business
mm-hmm.
in the growing, okay, of the product. And these people, whoever, whatever they're called, I know the growers, obviously, but they're not doctors either. But how do they know? How do they know scientifically, you know, what strain is going to do what for the person?
Well, that's what's being worked on today. I mean, that's what scientists are looking at right now. They're trying to pinpoint if you've got, you know, muscle ache, if you've got cancer, if you've got seizures, then this strain is going to work for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been guesswork up until now, and up recently it's pretty good guesswork. I mean, people are really starting to identify, you know, what really works for them.
Well,
now
there's
the
so many. I mean, you're talking about chronic pain, arthritis, migraines, fibromyalgia, cancer, glaucoma. I mean, are these all just, you know, sell points, or are they for real?
Oh, they're
HIV,
for real.
HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C,
absolutely.
It goes on and on. You're going to put the drug companies out of business.
I doubt that. they should join.
They're probably
it.
Working out already how they're going to close you down eventually. You know that,
no,
don't you?
They won't. It's an avalanche now.
I'm like Trump. No one owns me. Don't worry
exactly.
about it.
They'll
the
try.
Fact of the matter is,
they
though, they spend millions of dollars and they develop and create wonderful products for people that need it in life.
Yeah.
But you know what? Man had this before they'd ever heard of drugs. That's the funny thing about it. Well, strolling along with a big thing beside him there, and he pulls the plant out. Next minute, he doesn't have any pain, or he's rubbed it on his sore, right? So I think it should be open to, you know, you're about 21 years of age. You've got some sense. But then again, in medical marijuana, if the doctor's recommendation, are there children involved with this?
Yes, there have been, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And there are cases too of marvelous?
Yeah, and they've had great success using cannabis.
Yeah, all these getting documented, are they?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think you need to do that.
Well, there's a lot of documentation, and that's being put out, and there's a lot of research that people can look up already these days.
How many vets do you get coming in?
Oh, daily. Vets come in daily.
PTSD?
Mm-hmm. Vets and people that even aren't vets with PTSD come in. There's a lot happening in the world that people need cannabis for.
You've only got to watch the news at night, mate, and you start getting...
Hey, then you come in the next day. Come to Tumbleweeds the next day.
It's getting worse, okay?
Yeah, it is.
The sooner we get Washington moving to where we start defending ourselves again, the better off we'll be.
Yeah.
But then again, it'll just grow more sales. Okay, so what else do you want to tell me? Because we've got to wind up.
Come on down to Tumbleweed.
How can people? Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Where does the bread go? What's the money? You don't make $1 million.
No.
I saw a documentary, by the way, on Netflix. It was one of the greatest I've seen about those poor devils in Breckenridge and the fight they had up there. I mean, the irony of it is all the council smokes, all the business people smoked. Recreational, this is, by the way, you know, and they're all the ones kicking them out of the main drag. But it was recreational. It wasn't medicinal. You know, and there's a big difference to me, I put it that way. $85 to $65 certification renewal fee, $50 evaluation diagnosis fee, $35 processing fee, $150/75 state fee, a discount for SNAP patients. What's all this jazz?
If you're on food stamps, the state gives you half off of their fee. So their fee is normally $150. First-time patient seeing us is $85. When you get your renewal, that's $65.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good to go.
Now, you actually hire doctors.
We do.
They're on your payroll.
They are.
For real?
Absolutely.
Okay. And now, what I love about that is that, you know, are these idiots or are they darn good docs?
Oh, no. We have a Johns Hopkins professional as our MD.
Thank you. You've
staff.
Answered my question.
There you go.
That's all I needed to know.
That's
see,
there
you know, you've got to be open-minded about things. And I tell you what, good luck, Paula. I'm glad to see the pain's gone for you and you're smiling.
Thank you.
Tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
Yeah,
check us out.
That's it. I don't do phone calls because people don't remember numbers
no,
anyway.
No, they don't.
Go to Tumbleweeds. Just a minute, she says. Just a minute. Okay. It's www.tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Center.com. Tumbleweeds. Good old rolling tumbleweeds. Healthcenter.com. Alrighty. Thanks, Dana. Say hello to New York for
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Hey, and this one's going on your podcast. 56,000 listeners around the world.
Wednesday, Wednesday.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Paula, nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
So
we'll
much
be right back. Right back.
All right. All right, that was
awesome.
Great.
That was so incredible.
Yeah, that it really was. Thank you, everybody at the station, and Mark, for coming to Tumbleweeds and picking us to be a part of your show. And if you need a marijuana minute on your show weekly, you let us know. We'll come up with something.
I remember that young lady coming in and starting her journey on pain relief.
Yeah, and it is a journey.
It is.
It's quite a journey. And this show has been quite a journey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us each and every week.
Appreciate you listening in. And
stay tuned for fun shows, exciting shows, our four-year anniversary coming up. And come on down to Tumbleweeds.
You never know what's
going to
happen.
Get certified. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. So the price certification comes down in town. That's right. I heard it here. So come on down. Thank you so much. We love doing Wednesday, Wednesday. We look forward to it every week. We love bringing you the news. If you have anything you want to share, email thctucson@gmail.com. You can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We are there. You can like us on Facebook. We're all over the internet these days. It's fun. It's fantastic. We love helping you guys out. Great deal. Check out our mobile site.
Yeah, Tumbleweeds doesn't just do certifications. They've got a great selection on vaporizers.
Yeah.
Smoke shop.
Education, everything. Come on down. Most importantly, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate. All right.
See you next Wednesday.
See you next week, kids.
Hear you next Wednesday. I'll hear you go.
We'll hear you too. We'll hear you next Wednesday.
Hear you next Wednesday.
Hear you next Wednesday.